Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader in the northern city of Sokoto. Chris Stein reports for VOA from Sokoto.
The traditional ruler of Sokoto, the Sultan of Sokoto, is the highest Muslim leader in Nigeria, and it was at his palace that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave a speech condemning Boko Haram excesses. He said education and opportunity could turn people away from the extremist group.
Boko Haram boasts no agenda other than to murder teachers, burn books, kidnap students, rape women and girls, and slaughter innocent people, most of whom are Muslims.
Boko Haram has killed about 20,000 people and displaced up to 2.7 million in its seven-year insurgency in northern Nigeria. Chris Stein for VOA News, Sokoto, Nigeria.
Opponents of Congolese President Joseph Kabila went on strike Tuesday to demand that he steps down when his mandate expires in December. Police fired tear gas to disperse dozens of protesters from the opposition UDPS party, who threw stones and erected barricades near the party headquarters. Elections were due to be held in November before Kabila mandate runs out on December 19th, but will be delayed as authorities enroll millions of new voters. Meanwhile, an African Union-appointed facilitator opened talks on Tuesday on the timetable for the vote. Turkey on Tuesday pounded the Islamic State jihadists in Syria with new artillery strikes. Two mortar rounds fired from IS-controlled area in Syria Tuesday hit the southeastern Turkish town of Carchemish, according to Turkish television. Turkish artillery responded by hitting four IS positions around the jihadist-controlled Syrian town of Jarablus. This is VOA News.